I'm Dominic Allen, your Kix Country Informer.
Informer. Kix 99.1 goes one-on-one.
Brantley Gilbert's 18-month-old son, Barrett, is a lot like his dad. They both love the outdoors.
When I say this kid wants to be outside, I mean he wants to get outside. He would rather stand on the windowsill and look out the window than he would sit in front of the TV. That's the honest God truth. When the songs come on, he'll go over there and he'll stomp his foot and he'll look at the TV. But when the song goes off, he's over it. He's ready to go outside.
Florida Georgia Line's Tyler Hubbard and his wife, Haley, are expecting their second child. Going from one to two kids is going to be an adjustment, but Tyler tells us they're as ready as they can be and hoping for the best.
I think it's one of those things you don't really know how it's going to play out until it's playing out. I know we have an extra bunk on the bus for another baby, so we'll just roll with it and see what happens. We've done it once, and it's only been a year, so I think we're kind of in our groove a little bit. Hopefully, it'll make it easier than waiting too long to have another one, and we're still in diapers with one, so hopefully it'll just transition right into the next one, and we have a lot of great help. We have a nanny who's really, really amazing and helpful, and I think that's the key to life is really surrounding yourself with a good team.
American Idol has been renewed and negotiations are in the works for the show's three judges. While Luke Bryan won't get into specifics about behind the scenes dealings, he tells us he definitely has a plan for part of his contract.
You know, on The Price is Right, when you do the highest bid and then you bid a dollar above. So I always like to find out what Blake's making on The Voice and just do it $1 more than
great.
Him.
That's a great answer.
I mean, I got to go play a Blake thing at the end of the month. You know, I'm going to get him all liquored up, and he's going to tell me his salary, and then I can come back and tell Idol what I want.
Music you should know. Kix 99.1.
Chris Young's upcoming new album, Raised on Country, largely includes song subjects that he has not tackled on previous albums.
I think it's my favorite album as a whole. Everything's on there. There's so many different thoughts. There's so many different ideas, things that I have said before, things that I haven't said before. Probably the thing that's on there the least is love songs. There are a couple outside songs that I fell in love with. There's a lot of guests on this record that nobody really knows about yet. I really do think this is the best record I've ever made.
Michael Ray just released an acoustic version of his brand new single, Her World or Mine.
Yeah, there's a difference between her world or mine.
Yeah, I fell in love with country music because of the stories, because of the realness, and I've lived this song. My girlfriend and I split right about the time I heard this song, and you know, the lines in this song just stuck out from the song on the radio. To resisting to call, you know, whenever it's late at night, or maybe just sitting around the house, and it's just a song that I feel like I know I lived, and I feel like everybody else has as well.
Lady Antebellum releases their brand new song, What If I Never Get Over You.
So What If I Never Get Over You is definitely about that feeling, you know. I think right after you break up, there's that moment that whether you were the one that did the breaking up or got broken up with, that you wonder if you'll ever find that same connection and love. And I know I felt like that before I met Cassie. I had a long-term girlfriend, and I mean, it was years of feeling that, am I ever going to find anyone like her? Was that the one? And I think that's why it is kind of a universal message, and that's what this is about.
The top five trending songs in country music right now.
In the top five songs this week, with John Party's Night Shift coming in at number five, followed by Morgan Wallen's Whiskey Glasses at number four, Kane Brown's Good As You at number three, Eli Young Band's Love Ain't at number two, and Chase Rice holds on to the number one spot for the second week in a row with Eyes On You.
Don't matter where we've been, no, there ain't no better view than you in my arms with my eyes.
Dominic Allen, and you can check back next week for more from your Kix Country Informer.